Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Thursday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. on the Central side. We are here every Thursday at this time with a good friend of ours. Her name is Sandra Smith. Sandra and I met, many years ago. I probably should figure this out. I think we might have done this before, but it's been decades ago, which means we're both getting older. And the way it started was she was building a home-based business, and she chose us to be one of her lead providers. And we had some nice radio shows with her previously. And then just like everybody else, you know, your life gets busy and all that sort of stuff. But she would always kind of keep in touch with me, and we would have these kind of soul-searching, if you will, rather deep philosophical conversations, sometimes late at night, that I thoroughly enjoyed. It felt like I was basically transported. If there's like quantum brains, my brain was in another place. We think alike, which is really kind of cool. And then recently she called me up and she said, hey, I've moved from where I was to where I am. And she's closer to one of her family members and all that sort of stuff. But she's very interested in building a new career with being a holistic health coach. And I said, well, great. So she started to build a website, and everybody knows that takes longer than it's supposed to. By the way, anybody that tells you anything about a deadline and a website when you're dealing with programmers, just shoot them. Just like, I know we shouldn't promote violence, but just shoot them because they don't know what they're talking about. So websites are sometimes, they take some time before they kind of settle in. So she's building a website, holdontohealth.com. But she says, you know, can you help me do something to promote it? I said, absolutely, because here's one of the things I learned early on when it came to marketing and advertising. Not marketing, promoting, advertising your business is a little bit like winking in the dark. A friend of mine, Joe, told me that one time, and he was really smart, Harvard-based, and he said it's like winking in the dark. And I said, that sounds kind of creepy, Joe. You know, like, what are you talking about? He says, well, it's really simple. When you're winking in the dark, only you know you're doing it. And I said, that makes a lot of sense because a lot of people try to build their business and they're winking in the dark. Nobody knows who they are. So let's get on the radio. So we're on Building Fortunes Radio. We have tons of listeners all over the place. You can find us on iTunes. You'll find us on Stitcher, Player FM, Mixcloud. All over the place. I mean, just look. And I said, let's do some radio shows. So we started doing some radio shows, and this is one of several. And we've been on this little, if you will, topic about vital lifestyle components, and we've spoken about a few of them. I'll let Sandra do that. But she's got a great website, like I just mentioned, still being built, holdontohealth.com. You can go there. We put a little website together. I'm a big .news guy, so I bought Sandra.news, so she'd have something to be able to temporarily go to and maybe send some emails to and use whenever she wants to as well. But we are here with Sandra Smith. Thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. It's always so exciting to hear you kick it off because after you, I want to just go down a completely different path and let's just talk.
Right.
But
we should do that. We're not going to do that today.
Maybe not today, but we should do that sometime.
We should. Yes.
Can we talk? Let's just talk. So let's think about that and do that because I would love to do that.
After we're done with the vital components. Yeah, we got to stick to the vital components first before we have fun. But there you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm excited today because my website is published. It is up. It is. And one of the things that you've always said is that they're never, ever finished. Well, they can get finished, but it takes a good amount of time. But it's ready. It's up. It's exciting. I'm excited. There are a lot of more programs that I'm going to put on it. But right now, it's ready for me to work with and to work with my listeners. And it is holdontohealth.com, www.holdontohealth.com. And on that, at that website, you will find a free gift that I'm giving to anyone who is interested in holding on to health or thinking about their health. And at the same time, you can book an opportunity to, and let's call it an opportunity, to have a conversation with me, a personal conversation about your health thoughts and health goals and whether you want or need health goals, and everyone does. So just to pitch that, and my contact information is there, both my email and phone number is there on the website at Hold On to Health. And I'm going to do something. My plan is to actually go ahead and publish it on my YouTube channel, which is going to be a new channel. Well, I've had it for years, but hadn't done anything with it. But I'm going to publish this week for my listeners to take advantage of. It's called the 5-Day Healthy Habit Challenge. So it's one of those challenge workshops. It's exciting, and I'm going to go over it basically today. And if you hear something that tweaks your interest, then by all means, I'm going to want you to go and find it on YouTube. I'm going to record it this weekend and put it on the YouTube channel. And so for the past several weeks, we have been talking about seven vital chronic lifestyle needs. And they are simply nutrient richness, frequent movement, sound sleep, inner stillness, deep connection, think with nature, and sense of purpose. And all of those are explained on previous recordings, but that's what they are. Now, last week, I took a look at a continuation thought of self-care, and I introduced the notion of self-care possibly increasing our stress levels. Who would have thought it? Well, and then I talked about five things that we wanted to consider, starting out with the fact that we're a stressed-out nation, and then we looked at and talked about how do you reinvent the notion of self-care? We looked at one of the components of doing that was speeding up rather than slowing down. Consider spending time with others rather than being alone. Consider saying yes more often than we say no. And there is a method to this madness with each one of these. And we looked at considering investing in high-quality experiences rather than buying things all of the time for ourselves and for our loved ones. And then we looked at the consideration of changing from being a perfectionist-minded person just to being an excellent person. Consider excellence versus perfection. And that was the last thing that I introduced. And just a brief note on that, another way to redefine self-care is by recalibrating our standards and reducing perfectionism. We want to be our best and invest our best effort in things, but perfectionism can undermine our well-being, because it has a component that is obsessing. It's an obsessive component about making mistakes or holding on, holding ourselves to impossibly high requirements that can really be damaging. And so the more in-depth explanation of each one of those can be found on our previous recordings. But today, I'm going to take a gander with presenting you with the notion of a challenge. And this is a habit challenge. So how do you do any of these things? How do you make changes without making changes. You cannot. But we have to have a methodology, a method or plan, if you will, to make changes, because we can't change our minds about anything until we see the results of some kind of behavioral change. And so this 5-day healthy habit challenge, and get a drink, it's quick here. This season is my high allergy season, and I probably sound like Frog Lady, but okay, I'm sorry. So we're thinking about the 5-day healthy habit challenge. And when you're busy creating new habits to improve your life, you have to think about different areas of your life. You don't have to be restricted to just healthy habits or just regular daily habits. There are many types of habits that will benefit us greatly. And when we think about it like that, think about those 7 components to a healthy lifestyle. Habits in each one of those areas will improve our lifestyles greatly. And so where do we begin? You ask yourself a question, where am I falling behind? And take note, this is very personal. Before creating any habit or trying to in the first place, you have to think of where in your life you're falling behind. This doesn't mean you're an outright failure, but it's just an area of your life where you don't focus as much attention as the other areas of your life. Most of us have at least one of those areas. It might mean for you that you work hard but neglect your health, or maybe you eat very healthy but you have trouble saving money. Maybe you don't get enough sleep. That hits home with me, because you're always distracted at night and never thinking that you have finished doing what you need to do for the day. It requires habit change. And this can tell us what areas need improving first before moving on to other or any other area. Where am I falling behind? How do you know? How do you determine that? Well, what do you complain about the most? Another way to figure out where your new habit should start is based on what you tend to complain about. You know, think about the last time you complained to someone or even yourself about what isn't going your way or what isn't working in your life. Do you complain that you're always late to work? Oops, I hope not. Think about that. If you complain to yourself, and I'm always late to work, think about that. You can change that. And what about the fact that your bills are late all the time? You can change that. Those things are easy to change, but the mindset to do them is what has to exist. Or if your clothes don't fit, what do you do about that? Are you just complaining about it? Are you frustrated because you never have enough time or get to do and to get everything done? And these are good signs of where your habits should actually start. And so when we think about then choosing habits, we have to remember that even if you come up with a list of new habits to form in your life, you still have to start with just at a time. Now, even if you have 5 small habits all for the same results, you want to start with just one of them before moving on to the next thing. You want completion in one. You want success in one. So how do you know it's time to develop a new habit? When was the last time you created something that you don't have to think about anymore? when you know you are ready for the next habit. That's a pretty cool thought. When you can do it and you don't have to think about it anymore. I don't have to think about ending my day at a certain time because I have begun the habit of flipping the lights off at 9 o'clock or at least turning them down in my office. I don't have to think about that anymore. They aren't always something you constantly think about. It might be your cup of coffee in the morning or the way you drive to work. What you want to do now is create new habits that will further improve your health and your life. And, you know, healthy habits can start today. You don't have to wait until tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. They can start today. Do you feel like your physical or emotional health falling behind? Have you created some big health-related goal that you're having trouble reaching? If so, then it's time to form some healthy habits, okay? So your habits should always be formed before setting goals. Now think about that. You don't want to put the cart before the horse. Your habits should always be formed before setting goals, and because this is exactly what's going to help achieve those goals. So the habits will become the rock, the foundation for achieving those goals. Now, here are some healthy habits you can start doing today that will make a big difference in your overall health and wellness. So I'm going to give you a few healthy habits that we can start doing today or start doing tomorrow because we all are awake right now. But wake up early to exercise. You're having trouble fitting in exercise into your busy schedule. Try adding it early in the morning. Now, that was a real challenge for me because I have told myself all of my life that I am not a morning person, that I am a night owl. Where on earth did I get that from? Those habits started when I was a child. Literally, I can remember. So, yes, waking adjustment, but you will appreciate it for the rest of the day. Getting your workout done and out of the way early in the morning, because our workouts seem to be just something, they're in the way. They're in the way, and they can become like a monkey, a weight on your shoulders. But if you do it in the morning, and it doesn't have to mean getting up and going to the gym or anything like that. It means move yourself. It will boost your energy and make you feel happier and more confident. So the thing that I do, I am so glad I discovered the Rebounder. Rebounder is like a trampoline. Well, it is a trampoline, but it's a small one, maybe it's circular 4-foot thing that's about 8 inches tall, and you bounce on it. And I use the one that the over 58 group use. It has a handle on it. I bought one with the handle so that while I'm bouncing and I can count my steps on my Rebounder, just hold on to my little handle. It is the coolest thing. It has just excited me. I've been doing this now for probably a year and a half, almost 2 years. It is so cool. And throughout the day, I can just walk into my other, you know, guest bedroom there, get on that thing, and just walk. But it's like I can run on it because I'm bouncing on it. So when you think about something like that, waking up early in the morning, doing just bends or stretches, that's still exercise. And that's how I get back on the movement component of the seven lifestyle, starting with my own rebounder. So,
hey, can I interrupt? Can I interrupt for just one second? You know, a lot of people, you said it, but I'll just kind of mention it. We did a radio show with a gal named Joyce who had a radio show with us called Bounce to Your Health. And basically what she claimed was, especially as you get a little bit older, your lymph nodes don't basically function the right way unless they're being kind of bounced around, like through athletic activity. So your bounce to your health is one of the best ways to get your lymph nodes working. And just as many of us get older and maybe a little bit more sedentary, and because your knees hurt, your ankles hurt, your hips hurt or whatever, as you get a little bit older, you don't do that same physical evidence or stuff, and you think maybe you're preventing yourself from getting hurt. But that bouncing thing really makes a very, very big difference. So bounce to your health. She had a bouncing ball that she basically sat on and basically did the same thing. And they look kind of fun and goofy, and maybe your grandkids want to use it. But but there's some, you know, I just want to kind of underline what you just said. So back to you.
Okay, and I really appreciate that, especially the component about the lymph nodes, because they need to be massaged. So who's massaging their lymph nodes? Nobody. So they're swelling and backing up with lymph. But when you bounce, it does exercise them. So I appreciate your bringing that to the fore here. And the next thing that we want to look at is getting fresh air. So, you know, in the wintertime in the Midwest, for some people like me, it's a challenge to get out and walk. But I love walking outdoors. And now we're back in the spring, late winter, early spring. Getting fresh air is something that I love doing, just walking around the block. And it's a simple habit, right, you think? Try to make it a point to get more fresh every day. Walk out in your backyard. Walk out on your patio. Stand out in the sunshine. This might mean walking your dog. I don't have one anymore. Instead of just letting them out in the yard, or enjoying your own lunch outside while you're at work. We don't think about those simple things. Play with your kids or your grandkids and go for a hike. Do whatever it takes to get in more fresh air and sunshine. For me, walking around the block was the beginning. It was a great thing. And then I added another block and another block and another block. And then I was so far away from home that I wanted to call an Uber to get me back. But I walk it, and it's a pretty cool thing. And when we think about as a habit change, eat meals mindfully. Think about eating your meals. Are you having trouble sticking to a healthier diet? If so, don't start with changing what you eat, but change how you eat. Start just by eating more mindfully. Think about it. Don't use your phone and don't watch TV, any TV, while you eat. Wow. If we can do that, what a phenomenal habit change. Sit at a table or desk where there aren't other distractions and just focusing on the food that you're eating. And my daughter really helped me and my husband with this. It was greater help for him because, yes, we moved to be near our oldest daughter and her kids so that we could just be around watching them grow up. They are now preteens and one is a teen. And they love to have dinner here at Grandy's house. And I love to make it for them. And the thing is, when they, you know, after school and all of the things that they do, homework and stuff, they come over for dinner. Well, my husband just looks at the news. He has the TV on, and that's what's in the air. Well, it became very clear that we were not going to be able to dine with our grandkids if the television was on. And so he didn't have to be told, Daddy, Granddad, please turn the television off. When he recognized that they were not going to eat until it was off, he changed. And it was a great habit change for him. We do not eat with the television on. That's just one thing and that's our thing. The next thing is just getting enough sleep. I want to cover all of these. Yeah, getting enough sleep. And this habit, many people neglect, assuming it's not important. I was one of those. But sleep is much more than just feeling tired the next day. Sleep is absolutely essential for your health and your well-being. That's when the body rests and recovers. It's needed to reduce stress, to feel energized, have good focus, and get out of the brain fog and have concentration. It's needed to manage our weight and physical health, to keep our cardio system healthy and in check, and so much more. If you can only start with one habit, it should be a better sleep routine so you're getting better quality sleep. And I want to insert this at this very point. These bullet points and these thoughts and points that I'm making in this brief time frame are things that I have complete programs to coach you through to really changes to occur. And so when you look at my website, this particular sleep program is up there. We're starting with the gut health. That's my main focus. But everything affects the gut. And so as far as the habits, the daily habit challenge, because that's what this is, what I'm going to do is use today just as an introduction to that. And next week, I'm going to take the time to go over. Now, by that time, some of you might have seen the challenge. That isn't recorded yet, but will be on YouTube. But I'm going to give you the actual challenge steps day by day up through day five. And I will challenge you to interact with me after the five-day challenge, and let's talk about it. You know, let's have a discovery conversation to see if there's anything that impacted your life, and you pick up that free gift ebook on my website. See if there's anything that impacts your life that you just really want to talk about. And we will go from there. And so I will talk to you about journaling when you create your new habits and when you start creating them, and how to combine habits with goals. We're going to look at tracking the progress of your habits. And all of this is going to be done as just a complimentary introductory component of my wellness practice. I believe in just being gracious, and because I have much gratitude for all of the grace that's been imparted to me, and I love to give. And I've learned that giving really stimulates giving all the way around. And so with that in mind, Peter, let's turn it back over to you.
Excellent. Well, great stuff. And one of my recommendations, you give such good stuff. I'd love to be able to give some practical examples. So when we're done with this first series, maybe we go back and redo this with some examples, and we could dialogue it back and forth, because there's so much stuff in there that needs to really
Absolutely.
Be set. You know, is a really strong foundation. So thanks for being here. So the website is done, as much as done could be in air quotes. So it's holdontohealth.com, and you just heard from Sandra Smith. If you want to get in touch with her, Sandra, one more time, what's the best way for people to get in touch with
you? At this point, go to the website and book a call right there. They can call me. My email address is sandrasmith@holdontohealth.com. And my phone number is there. My calendar is there so that, you know, for the serious-minded who really want a conversation, just book a time and we'll set up a call. We'll call it
Excellent.
A discovery call.
There we go. Perfect. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. We do this every Thursday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done as well, so you can kind of catch up. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks, Sandra.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.